Welcome back, Nimco. The hardest part of following artificial intelligence is not finding news. It is deciding which news actually matters. I'm British Documentary Mail, and in this course, we'll develop a practical way to separate material change from the daily churn of announcements, demonstrations, rumours, and competitive claims. Our focus is broad but disciplined. Major AI product releases, meaningful changes in model capability or cost, credible safety findings, consequential incidents, and government decisions that create binding obligations. The central trap is recency bias, the tendency to give fresh information more importance simply because it has just appeared. In AI, that bias meets powerful marketing, selective benchmarks, and rapidly changing products. A dramatic demo may reveal a genuine advance, or merely a carefully chosen example. A model may lead on one test, yet remain less useful for your work because it is slower, more expensive, harder to access, or less reliable. A policy announcement may sound decisive while changing little until agencies, courts, or regulated organizations put it into practice. So we will use a simple material change test. First, what changed in observable terms? Second, who is affected? Consumers, developers, businesses, public institutions, workers, or particular regions? Third, what is the fairest credible comparison? With the previous version, a competing product, or the practical status quo? And fourth, what should someone do differently now, if anything? That final question matters. Good AI briefings should support decisions, not merely produce awareness. A widely available tool might justify testing a new workflow. A sharp reduction in price could make an old idea commercially realistic. A documented failure might require stronger human review. A binding rule could change procurement, record keeping, disclosure, or deployment. But often, the correct response is simply to watch, verify, and avoid overreacting. As we begin, keep one operational rule in mind. Compare before you conclude. Compare claims with evidence, benchmarks with real tasks, headline policies with enforceable text, and novelty with practical consequence. When the next major AI story arrives, what evidence would convince you that it represents a material change rather than another turn of the hype cycle?